Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
We're rolling.
In the words of Limp Bizkit, we're rolling, baby. It's me, Ben from Lads of Dads. Matt, how are you?
I'm all right, Ben. How are you?
Glad to be back. Matt, last week's episode,
full throttle.
New rules on the podcast. You know, we're taking it up a notch.
Yeah.
So I want to start with a game I've been playing at home.
Ooh, okay.
And it's on the up.
Okay.
I think a lot of other dads husbands out there will, I can see this becoming a thing, a trend.
Right, all right.
So what I'm doing, and I'm going to try and get videos of this, but it's hard. When my wife yawns, you know when you yawn, you can't hear?
Well,
you can't hear anything when you yawn.
Sure.
Well, I can't.
Okay.
But when she yawns, start mugging her off. So yeah. Like she'll yawn, I'll be like, "Piece of shit." And she'll go, "What was that? What was that?" And I'll go, "Oh, no." Then she'll yawn, like she'll watch someone and go, "You look disgusting today." She'll go, "What was that? Like, do you not think that'll take off? Dragon's Den it."
I do, but I'm worried that she's conned you into believing that you can't hear anything so that she just
does it to you.
Yeah, but she's listening. She's listening to everything you're saying. And she's like, "Sorry, I didn't hear it." And then she's building this up.
And then I'm saying it. Yeah. And she's going, no, it really feels.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean anything I say to her. It's just by the time at home. I've been stuck in with her for like 4 months. So
it's like sometimes when I go abroad, I pretend that I'm speaking a foreign language in front of English tourists to see if they'll say things about me behind my back.
Like when... What? That doesn't even make sense.
They're like, say there's some English tourists in that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You've met, there's some girl stood outside the shop.
Right.
Right. The supermercado, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you just go up with your mate and you think, I wonder if they'll like say anything bad about us or anything else like that. One way to find out. And just start speaking to each other in just some made up foreign language.
And she might go, "Oh, that bold guy with the trying to be nice."
Yeah, they'll just go, "Look at that.
Oh, that bold guy's fit."
Yeah, or she might just go, "Look at that fat cunt." Right. So,
do you turn around and do you confront them? Sorry, what was that?
Exactly. This is the game that I play.
I see.
So I pretend I can't understand what they're saying. So they're thinking they're right. I won't be able to understand what I'm saying. And they go, and then they turn around and go, "Fucking hell, he's a bit overweight to have no top." And then they go, "You what, mate?" Right, so that's
love
the
it.
Game. So maybe she's doing the same thing for you, and she's writing it down in her phone.
We'll have an argument one day. She'll go, "Remember when you said this?" And I was like, "You were yawning."
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what girls do sometimes. They hold it all in until there's an argument 4 years later,
and they've got it all documented. The time, date you said it.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not playing that game anymore, Matt.
I'm worried about this. I'm just saying this as your mate in case you're doing it. Hang on a second. Let me pretend yawn. I'll try and yawn, and you say something about me. Right, ready?
You have to look when I'm saying it, so you know I'm saying something because you just do you yawn. Your eyes close.
Of course. Let's not get this again.
Do you yawn with your eyes? You've had your eyes closed.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah, you do. I'm just trying to do it with my eyes open.
If not, you'd look like the scream painting. You'd look like a scream mask if you had your eyes open.
I've had the audacity to go, what are you doing? And I've been going,
you're mental. Right, so, yeah, right, let me yawn then. Hang on. Best, you pretend. You pretend to yawn and it'll make me yawn. And then as soon as you see me yawn, then speak.
How did you have yawned?
You're just pretending.
Oh, man. I can hear you. No, but now I think.
I can hear you.
Now I think it's going to be one of them things where I'm going to be like, yeah, you know, you can't hear when you yawn. And you're going to be like, what, the time I sleep with my eyes open? And it all just goes into all.
This is
the world are going to think I'm special.
There's a few things that without him, you're allowed to do whatever you want, but. Some of the things are different that you do, I think, sometimes.
Oh, well, that's each their own.
Everyone's allowed to do it. I do weird things.
No.
Yeah.
Not you.
I mean, look at the state of my ears. Someone pointed out on the ship the other day.
Well, look at my ears. Oh, we're now a competition. Mine aren't level.
They are level. Your dad said this to you when you were younger and it stuck with you, but they are level.
I hope so, mate.
Have you ever got a spirit level on them?
Of course, no. I'm too scared of the results. But. Yes, I thought that little game would have worked, but now you've smashed that out of the park.
I don't want to ruin it for you. I just say it. I'm just worried for you that your wife's tricking you.
It's fine.
Come on,
I'm going to go home. Oh, no, I'm going to go home tonight. Yeah. And go. You can fucking hear me when you're yawning, aren't you?
But, yeah, I can hear you. Obviously, I can hear you. Unless it's just.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Yeah.
Because I'm not. You know, lads like great, like they're tough, don't they? But
yeah.
Slag your wife off. You do under your breath, don't you? Let's have it right.
Any wise man knows not to say it to her face.
So, Matt, new podcast, new rules, new games. Talk to me about parenting.
Right. So, I want to talk to you about sometimes things that make me feel a bit like a shit parent. Right?
Yeah, we all have times like that.
Yeah. And for me, there's a few times, actually.
Give me an example.
Let's start off with the fair. Sometimes I feel like I noticed it. We went out to the park, didn't we?
Well, we went to Royal Victoria Country Park, was it?
Yeah.
Down in Southampton.
Yeah. And
it was just like, well, we were talking about this, weren't we, the other day? Like, it is how the dads do it, how the mums do it. Like,
yeah.
My wife's got a group of girls, they go on a Monday, and they're out for fucking hours.
Yeah.
And come home, and she tells me all about it, like, what such and such up to, this and that and that.
Mm.
When we went there, there was loads to do, weren't there?
Yeah.
And we powered through.
We treat like dad day outs, same way as fellas treat shopping. Or we go in for what we need and we're out and we're
on. Like Barker, isn't it? Drink, move on.
Yeah. We don't hang around messing about with stuff. If there's a train to ride on, we queue up for the train.
Get on the train.
We get on it. We clear off.
So we went there. There was a beach there. Yes. We were on the beach for 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Back onto the grass. Ice cream. Bosh. Ice cream. They wanted an ice cream. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. We'll get them an ice cream. Yeah. Bosh. Nailed that. Then we saw the Bounce Castle.
Yeah.
They're on that. Bosh.
2.5 minutes.
We've been there. We've been at the park less than 15 minutes.
We've done three or four things.
Mini golf? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That was a fucking nightmare. I lost all the balls.
Well, we did a live, actually. Facebook Live, didn't we?
Yeah.
Four
rounds of golf. Straight out, Bush. What next? Oh, God, what should we do? Oh, I think there's a park up here while we're in.
Yeah.
My wife would have still been on the beach.
My non-existent girlfriend would have been still messing around in the car park, wondering if she should be paying now or when they leave. Or
did you pay when you record?
Yeah, of course.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I just drove to the machine. I knew you'd done that.
Am I going to get a ticket?
Yeah, because Autumn had to remind me last time because I didn't pay the last time and I had to turn, like do a U-turn in the road and realise I didn't turn just as
I went to the barrier, opened up.
Yeah, I think it just lets you anyway so that they can find you afterwards. You have to put in your registration plate and stuff when you leave.
Oi.
That's do you remember because... we were saying how good we were at
like, no, that? That's because, like... The walk back to the car and Theo and Ronnie were fucking tired. This is a thing, like, the women, like, took them out for a long day, getting tired. We My kids were knackered because we like bang, 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 we're in, we're out. The next, move on. Mate, they were fucked. I was dragging them around that park.
I'm sure if you tell the High Court bailiffs when they arrive at your house that your kids were tired, they'll let you off of it.
Let's hope those High Court bailiffs aren't 12 year olds. That's all I'm saying.
No, but the thing is, what it was, I mean, sometimes I noticed Autumn being a girl, I noticed the differences between lads and girls, right? So, for example, when we were on the golf course, mm-hmm. it was so funny because Autumn's like when I told her that I was eating duck before, remember I was saying, she was like, surely you can't be eating a duck, like you're joking. Mm. When they were playing the golf bit and there was this... She was like, Daddy, look, a spider.
See, you're picking up the golf lingo.
I know.
They were playing the golf bit.
The golf bit, right? So they're on the grass. And there was this spider and she pointed out the spider and then Ronnie ran over to see the spider.
Yeah.
Instantly took his golf club and killed that spider dead about 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. And Autumn's face, you would think somebody had just shat in her kettle.
She came over to me.
She grassed him up straight away.
Ronnie's killed the spider.
She looked at me. She went, no, don't do that. As he was doing it, she went, don't do that. Don't kill the spider. Don't do it. As he was like, literally, it's blood and guts like flying out everywhere. And she didn't know how to handle it. And I was like, oh, it's okay. And I think he's just like,
Ronnie's special.
No. I wanted to be like, just get over it. Right. Mm. But I said, oh, it's okay. I'll just stick it in the hole there. He's just hiding. He's just pretending to be dead. Mm. Straight away, she's little grass running straight up to you. Ronnie's killed a spider. I was like, shut up, Autumn. Right. And then when we were on the slides, mm-hmm. like your lads just normal kids, right? Just running around, like just doing normal things. Autumn's on there going, Daddy, I love you. Like shouting, wasn't she? Me and you just chatting, like trying to. And I was like, I said to you, then I turned around and went, God, give it a rest. Right? Just, all the other parents looking at me like,
oh,
and it's like the same of, like, I've done this, right? It's like when we're at other people's houses, I've always tried to get her to do stuff like just drink water, like get into veg and water and like things that are good for her.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. But then it gets embarrassing because when we go to people's houses, she's like, I only drink water. And you're like, oh, don't be a prick.
She's that kid. When you used to have a mate round and you're like, yeah, do you want a drink?
Yeah.
Do you want a can of Coke?
No, mummy only lets me drink water. Right. So I've created this, like, yeah, she'll be healthy in that, but will she be liked? Mate. I don't know. Right,
she is a gorgeous, clever. It's like she's stringing sentences together. Well, my son's beating up fucking spiders.
Yeah,
she's talking to me about the tide coming in and out.
She's like, the tide's gone in today. The tide's coming in today.
I know, but I need to get this. I need to get this level right.
You need to find happy medium. But also, happy medium. You've been away quite a lot, and you like you co-parent, don't you?
Yeah.
So maybe you need to start. You know. Get around, like punch bag up.
But my problem is, and this is where I feel like a shit parent sometimes, is I get too involved with her sometimes, right?
I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
I don't know, because I let my own anxieties, I'm reading this book at the moment called The Book Your Parents Should Have Read and The One Your Kids Will Be Glad You Did or something like this. I'll review it on the blog, right? But it's got good points in certain bits. Like when you lose your temper with your kids, it's usually because you're remembering something that like you struggled with when you was little or something like that and you take it on kids. But what I'm doing here is my little sort of anxieties I sometimes have, like I'm worried that she goes missing or I'm worried about this or that, I sort of project that onto her by doing things like when was it at the park, you were like, cool, calm, collected. You was like, yeah, lads, just go and like, go on the slides, run off, enjoy yourself. And you went to sit on the bench. I was like straight out in my head. I was like, fucking hell, there's about 50 kids here. If I lose sight of her, I've lost her. Somebody could take her out the gate straight away. So I was grabbing onto her hand and I was like, oh, I'll come up on the slide. I was straight down the slide with her, like holding her hand. That doesn't leave her any like ability to just do things on her own.
Well, yeah, the thing is, the difference is, right, is Autumn is such a lovely girl, where I could leave my boys. Obviously, I can see them. If I look, lose sight of them, I know I'll find them because no one's going to snap them up because they'll bring them back because they're fucking pain in the ass. But like the difference is like boys and girls. And but as children, right? Yeah. So when the little girls growing up, 99% of the population, they'll treat them like a girl and be like, you're my princess. She's your princess. Where me, I'm like, I want them to, I need the boys to. So basically, I want my kids to grow up. And then like, if anything happens to me, they look after my wife. You know what I mean? They need, where autumn's going to be.
But that's exactly what I don't want.
But I wouldn't take it on yourself as you're a shit parent, but I see where you're coming from.
I want her to be independent enough to be exactly the same as the boys. Like, I want her to be, like, we was in Sparta soccer the other day, and I put on a football top up to her, an England top, and I was like, oh, let's see if that's good for the summer. And she was like, that's a nice boy's top. And I said, that's not a boy's top. That's like, that can be a girl's top as well. And like, I want her to be able to.
Yeah, but she's got to learn these things. She's not just going to be like, oh, that's a unisex top, is she?
But I want her to be able to keep up with people. And like when she's older, I want her to be able to be confident enough to walk down the street on her own or to do this or do that. I want her to be aware that she's more likely to be attacked.
I think you find, if we get some feedback from this, I think you'll find that a lot of dads and a lot of mums feel the same. But I'll hold my hands up right now. And you are a shit parent. No, I'm joking. You're not. It might make you feel like it, but you're not. The fact that, like, you know, you can't. I think as well, like, you don't see them sometimes for like 6 weeks because of work.
Yeah.
And you've got that oomph that you're like, you want to just do everything with them for the time you've got. You know what I mean? So as she gets older, you'll start to see, you'll rub off in the right way.
I think we're very lucky in that sense because actually, even though I don't see her for like a 4 week chunk or a 6 week chunk, I actually spend more time with her than I would do if I was working a 9-to-5. I wonder what other people feel about what their anxieties are.
Well, my it sounds quite harsh on like my dad and my mum because like I was raised like I'm not allowed to show any emotion. Like my dad would be like, you fucking start crying, I'll give you something to cry about. I was like that. And like, I always like looked up to my dad's like this big fierce bloke and you know, wanted to replicate that.
Yeah.
But matter of fact is like, done a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
And as a parent now, I don't want my kids to go through any of the stuff, or do anything the stuff I've done. Getting in trouble and, you know, police and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't want them to know about that side.
Yeah.
So in case they, because I used to say like, you know, when I lost my license.
Yeah.
Like my dad had already done that. So I knew like, he couldn't tell me off because I was like, well, you done it.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't want my kids. So if I, you know what I mean? Like I've got to set the boundary. They've got to follow me.
At least until they get past teenage years, because I think when you're in your teenage years, those are the years where you're like, mold. You did it.
And you mold it.
Whereas after that, you can turn around and go, I did that. But yeah, you did all this shit when you was younger.
What I feel like, that's like, makes me feel like a shit parent is when I've got the kids. So like over lockdown, obviously like sometimes childcare has been a fucking nightmare. Emily will go to work all day on Thursday because that's her main shift, that and Friday night. So I'll have them from, so she leaves at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you don't get back till 8:30. And if I'm not working because we've got no childcare because her job is priority because of what she does.
Yeah.
I like have them all day, which is fine. But comes to about 11 o'clock, and I'm like, I need lunchtime to be here so I can like feed them.
Yeah.
And running out of ideas of what to do, like I don't, telly's on, the iPad's off, or they're running through the house with their bike. And I'm like running out of things to do. And then I try and set them down. The way I set them down is like, have some crisps, have a little bit. Daddy'll give you a little.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Chocolate, yeah. But they're starting to become like, they know, like, after dinner, yogurt and chocolate. So they won't eat their dinner and they want that. And I know that's mostly my fault. And that's what makes me feel like a shit dad. I'm like, I'm making them, like, unhealthy.
Yeah, but we all do it, though. We all do that. And like you say, as being dads, we whiz through things really quick and too quick sometimes. Don't drag it out. And
like foreplay.
Yeah. And it's like counterproductive sometimes. Like I realized a little bit earlier on that when I was giving Autumn like those bars that I just showed you, the Nutella and all that.
Yeah, that we just looked at.
Yeah, they're like every time I give her one of those, yeah, she's running riot and she's going mad and her mood swings are all over the place. As soon as I give her one of those, her mood swing is going to be even worse because she's having sugar and she's having all this like stuff. So what I started doing was, and she would nag throughout the day, all day, she'd be going, I want food, I want something else, I want something else. And like every time you offered fruit and stuff, she'd be like, no, something else. What she means is she wants chocolate. She wants
sweet, yeah.
So I put in like a strict like routine that, and it helps her, like the structure of it helps, I think, because she always asks what time it is now. But now I only have food at 10 o'clock. Well, you have breakfast when she wakes up. Then I have a snack time at 10, dinner time at 12, and then snack time at 3, and then I have tea at 5. And then that way, instead of it, like, it stops her nagging for the food.
Because she knows.
Because she knows it's not 10 and it's not 3.
And as well, kids can't tell time, so you can just lie to them.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, because I used to do exactly the same thing. I used to be like, how do I like keep her entertained? But like, maybe if I give her some food, or maybe I give her this or that. But then, yeah, it just gets out. Like,
I think the hardest thing is like one of the kids for me, because I've got two of them. One of them could be fine throughout the day, and it could just be the other one that's being a twat.
Yeah,
and then you'd be like, right, I'll give him a packet of chocolate bars, shut him up, and the other one wants it, and you're like, fuck in hell. What I've noticed as well, like, I think I am going to adopt this approach, like the routine, the strict, like when I've got them like on my own.
Yeah.
Because like, tonight Theo wanted, he had his dinner and he had his dinner and then he wanted cereal afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just fucking was like, I'll have a bowl of cereal. And in my head, I'm going, now I'll fill you up and you'll sleep well.
Yeah.
But I'm also worried, like, I know he's only like 3.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think, is he getting a bit, is this my fault? But then I'm like, overthinking things, I just think I need to be a bit stricter. I need to adopt the Matt Wilson approach.
No, I mean, it's not that. I just, for me...
Did he look fat the other day?
No, he did not. It's just the structure things just really works for me.
You said the most pedo thing when we turned up.
What did I say?
Your boy's handsome.
He is an handsome lad, though. Both of them are handsome lads,
I wouldn't
actually say
Ronnie's handsome.
I would say Ronnie is handsome in his, like, in his Ronnie way, right? So they're completely... No, they're different because you look at... You know, you get the long-haired look and the short-haired look.
Mm.
Right? you both of them appeal to different girls, don't they? Do you know what I mean? Like,
or boys.
Or boys.
Because I think, well, I'm pretty sure Ronnie's heterosexual. Because he's always grabbing his mum's tits.
Yeah.
Like his dad. but I also, I think Theo could be not.
Right. You think he's a bit camper?
He's, you know, he's shown signs.
Yeah.
Which is, the signs aren't alarming. If that's who he is, that's
who
he is.
Do you think it's a bit early, though, to be making those
I changed his nappy and he put his legs over his head and spread his arse cheeks and started laughing.
Maybe not too early, then.
Maybe not too early.
No.
And he's, like, when I have a shower.
Yeah.
Like, Ronnie will come in and zip out. He's like, Daddy's having a shower. Theo will sit on the toilet.
Stare at him.
And he just, Daddy, what's that? And I was like, and I turn around, he goes, oh, big bum bum. I'm like, and I'm like, mate, get out.
Mate, Theo is so funny. Like when we was waiting for the train, and he was like, choo choo train. And I thought, oh, that's cute. And then he went, choo choo train, ticket to ride. tickets, please.
He's adopted this rocking thing, hasn't he?
Oh, the rock voice.
He's like, we're going on the train. I'm like, yeah, everyone's looking at my demon son.
Yeah, mate.
I'm fucking throwing holy water at him. Like, come on, get on the train.
Release the demon.
Well, Matt, you're not a shit parent. You're a great parent. Last episode, we missed out a very important part.
Overrated, underrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
You ready to bring this bitch back?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Did you just do double guns?
I did double guns.
Fuck it.
Did you really stop and realise what I was doing?
Do you know who you remind me of? Like, you're David Brent.
Mate, as I'm getting older and more into dad stuff, like, I was saying this to you before, right? Mm. The other day on the phone, wasn't I? There's a little devil on my shoulder that sits and it's like, look at what you've become, right? Because
pathetic.
When we were younger, I was just a different person. I mean, I was doing things like ripping doors off the hinges and throwing them across kitchens and stuff and like just being a full-blown idiot, right?
Proper cock.
I was the cock. I was the liability of the group. But now I've just become
I know exactly what you're saying because like I was driving the other day and this bloke was like getting all arsey in the car next to me because I pulled out in front of him and all that.
Yeah.
And he was flashing me behind and he pulled up beside me.
Yeah.
He was looking over and I just looked over and he was like mouthing the word like prick or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, 10 years ago, I'd have like tried to run him off the road.
Yeah.
But in my head, I think it's like the little devil thing or the little angel thing. And I was like, got my boys at home. Can't do anything stupid. But I just pulled back, let him through. And I was like, as soon as I'd done that, I was like, this ain't you. What's happening to you? And I look down at my feet, I've got fucking slippers on while driving.
It is. That's what it is. It's kids that change it. Like if it starts kicking off in a pub or anything else like that. Whereas you sometimes, I'd maybe just fly off the handle really quickly.
Mm.
Now there's just this little voice in my head that says, you could smash your head, right? Mm. Die there and then.
Get arrested and.
Yeah.
You never know, yeah.
Autumn wouldn't have a dad then because you had some stupid argument in the pub.
Growing up.
It is. But you still get that little voice going, go on.
Yeah, but that's why, like, you know, you need to have a little blow off steam to, you know, women go and have like a spa session and a little knitting that. The blokes need to go get around the right people and just full throttle. Balls hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's do this overrated, underrated.
Right, do you want me to start?
Go on then.
Pineapples.
Absolutely underrated.
Unbelievable fruit.
Unless they're on a pizza.
Fuck off.
Actually, pineapples on a pizza.
Overrated. Underrated.
Wow.
Mate, pineapple on a pizza, for everyone out there who doesn't agree, like, it's one of the best toppings ever on a pizza. I have... from Giorgio's Pizza, Waterlooville. Shout out to them for a sponsorship. I'm looking for free pizza. I have half and half. And one half, I've got pepperoni, fennel sausage next to pepperoni, red onion, and chicken, right? And this pizza, you've seen the ones I've sent you.
What, with a pineapple on there as well?
But let me hear you. With an extra topping of pineapple across a full pizza, because the other side will have chili oil with, what else did I have on it? I add like peppers, mushrooms, these little jalapenos and fucking pineapple all over the top of it. The more pineapple, the better.
That sounds fucking revolting.
Mate. Right. Mate, honestly.
Try it.
All right, I'll give it a go.
I bet you don't.
I bet you like anchovies as well, don't you?
Absolutely love anchovies.
Do you
like
actually?
Do you like anchovies?
Do you actually?
Do you not like anchovies?
On a pizza?
I just eat them out of tin. Do you not like anchovies? What else don't you like? Potatoes!
Right.
You're not English.
So here's the thing about potatoes for me.
Oh, God.
If they get over a certain size, I don't like them. If they're under a certain size...
Yeah, but how are you having your potato? Are you having it mashed?
This is my point, right? So if I've got it... If it's the quantity of potato that tells whether... Because the taste changes. Over a certain quantity, the taste changes. If it's a chip, right?
Mm.
It's fine. It's lovely. French fries, even better. Mm-hmm. Crisps, oh, yeah. A little bit of me, that. You then knock it up to maybe some of those roasties. Too much, right?
Roast potatoes.
Unless they're really, really crispy.
You haven't... Emily, my wife, right?
Yeah.
She makes, like... Unbelievable. Like, when we have a roast, she's just in charge of potatoes.
I have to. If I'm doing that, if I am having roast potatoes, I have to score them, like, so that they...
Score them, make them all fluffy, shake them up in the tin. Yeah. A little bit of parsley.
Rosemary, yeah, I have to...
A little bit of garlic in the pan as well, when it goes back in crispy, a little bit of goose fat.
Do you know why you're having to do that?
What's that?
To hide the fucking disgusting taste of roast potatoes.
Hey,
if something's nice, you shouldn't have to season it to that level, right?
Pizza's nice. Yeah, you've got loads of stuff on it.
Good point.
Why don't you sit back down?
Well, actually, if you just had a pizza base, would it be nice?
But that's not a pizza, it's a pizza base.
Yeah, you've yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but the...
I'm getting smarter as this season's going
like
on, mate.
Like jacket potato.
Unbelievable!
Disgusting.
What?
Disgusting.
Mate, unbelievable. Right, jacket potato, underrated, overrated, underrated.
Absolutely underrated.
Underrated.
Overrated.
Because...
Again, you're having to stick beans and everything like to make it taste nice.
Because it's a meal.
Why? Tell me this then, right? And this might start a bit of a potato controversy.
If you find anyone who eats a jack of potato without a filling...
Yeah.
Not because it's like, oh, it's not nice. Because that's like eating a chicken at pitta, but then just eating the pitta.
Exactly. Pitta's like not nice on its own. You have to flavour it.
It'd be like, oh, pitta's nice. But if you stick a chicken
pitta on its own...
I'll stick a jack of potato.
And you'd never known about, like, putting shit in it, right? I'd just give you the pitta, right? And I went, yeah, that's your meal for today. Would you go, oh, this is tasty.
Go, why are you handing me that like a glove?
So now I hand you a potato. You've never known about seasoning it or anything and sticking things in it.
But you could say that about any food. Here's chicken breast. No seasoning, no salt.
Oh, thanks. That's bland as fuck.
Say about any food.
So now we're getting somewhere. Food is shit, isn't it?
Underrated.
Right.
Overrated.
Food overrated or right, underrated.
We've gone from pizza or pineapple to this. We fucking ate potatoes.
This is what we're about. So potatoes are shit.
We both started. We normally only have one discrepancy in this. It's another long word, everyone.
There is a few. Let's go on to the next one. Now we're really getting into our overrated, underrated.
This one could cause a few. Condoms.
Absolutely.
Overrated.
Overrated, but also underrated because...
Did you ever use, like, them ones that were, like, extra thick?
I've never used a condom in my life.
That's bollocks.
I've used it once. Maybe twice.
Posh wank.
I've been really, really lucky.
Posh wank.
Yeah, I've tried a posh wank.
No, the game, Matt. Posh wank.
Oh, what's posh...
Underrated, underrated. I'm not just saying shouting posh wank for nothing.
Posh wank. Overrated.
No.
Yeah, it's not getting in the way in that.
Mate, it's a treat.
I don't really get
it. Hygienic.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next one's hot tub parties.
But before we go on, though, can you explain to me the reason behind it? Because...
What, condom?
No, this posh wank situation.
It's not normal.
It's different.
But why? You can say that about anything. Why do you stick spaghetti up your ass?
You can't say this about everything. Like, you can turn around and go... Well, you brush your teeth, or you just keep doing it because it keeps them in shape and keeps them in your mouth. But like, doing your posh wank thing. It's unusual.
It's not a hobby of mine.
like somebody's looked and gone, give this a try. Oh, he catches it for you. But then it's like, it's everything that's bad about sex with a condom. But the beauty of having a wank is you can make it as pleasurable as you want in your own life, right? You can just do whatever you
sometimes
want.
Sometimes it feels like you put the reins back on.
Okay.
And, you know, you need to... Sometimes when I'm getting a bit erratic, I'm like, I'm going to have a posh wank, calm this all down.
Let
this all blow over. Okay. I'll be all right after this.
Okay. Right, what was your next one?
Oh, God. It's getting too intense, this one.
Renford Rejects.
No, it wasn't. That's not what I said.
Okay. Well, that's man, Renford Rejects.
Oh, sorry. Renford Rejects.
Do you remember Renford Rejects?
Yeah, dude. The Italian little kid. There.
Yeah.
They always had chips.
Yeah.
Properly rated. They're out there.
All right, yeah.
What do you reckon, then?
Yeah, actually, properly rated.
That's great, is it?
No, it was overrated, if anything.
Overrated, piece of shit.
Yeah.
But if you'd said, like, Ina Nikkel,
Actually, probably rated, because I don't know anyone who's gone, Ina Nikkel's a bit shit, isn't it?
They're dead now.
Everyone's said that for years, aren't they?
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
No, he's...
Yeah.
Another one, hot tub parties. You know when, like, you go around someone's house?
Yeah.
Like... I've had it before. You go around someone's house and you're like, should we get in the hot tub? And you're there like as two couples in a hot tub. Like you've had your spag bar as a family. You've overeaten.
That grass outside the house. Yeah.
You've overeaten. Yeah. You've overeaten and you're like, should we get in the hot tub? And yeah. You'd like, I can't say no because then they know I'm ashamed of my body.
Yeah.
So then you go into the downstairs loo and you put your shorts on and then you waddle out and you get in the hot tub. Yeah. Overrated, underrated, probably
hit
rated.
It.
If I'm coming around with it, don't you even put the hot tub on.
The hot tubs are made for you and you alone to sit in, put the TV on some sort of projector screen, like put the football on with a beer and sit there. Because if you introduce anyone else into that hot tub, it's weird, right? Get your mate around to watch the football in the hot tub together.
It's basically like going, mate, do you want to come watch football in my bath? We're both sitting in this hot bath.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you don't sit in a hot tub naked, Matt.
Well, no. Do you know hot?
No.
Okay, that's...
Because that would have... I've gone to the wrong party if I've done that. Do you sit in a hot tub naked?
There is a picture of me on the internet in a hot tub in a club in Camden naked.
Maybe that should go on our Instagram, mate, for the lovely listeners to pass their eyes on that.
I think it's weird in all senses of the word. Not weird because I'm, like, frigid or anything. Just, it's like... Hey, would your wife like to come and sit in this hot tub with me and my wife? No, she wouldn't.
And all this hot water and the sweat off my body going all over your wife's face. Yeah.
And it's, once you get in there, it's going to feel really uncomfortably hot.
Oh,
and,
sorry, that's my toe.
And the bubbles are going to just constantly come and flap up into your mouth all the time because it's too bubbly and it's too much for me, mate.
It's overrated, isn't it?
So overrated. It's a showy-offy thing to have and it's no one likes it.
Last one, I'm clutching here.
Yeah.
You know when you go to Pizza Express?
Yeah.
And you go, do you want black pepper? Yeah. And they bring that chair leg over.
Oh, yeah.
One of them.
I actually think that's really underrated. I love it. Hey. I love the element of control.
Hey, we have landed on one we agree on. Good. Love that. Good. I'm trying to get off the app, can't find it.
There's all sorts of things. I love the showmanship of it. Like, I love that it's far too big for everything.
Is that thing not what you said?
I love
don't
that.
Know where it's from.
I've got the control over the whole situation where I can turn around and go, now please keep going.
Yeah, tell me when. I will.
Please keep going. And I also like it when they bring the cheese out and they start grating that as well. And there's more?
Parmesan all over you. Yeah. Essence of puke all over your dinner.
You feel like you're getting something for free. Like, you're not paying for that parmesan at all. There's absolutely no extra charge to it.
Keep it going. Well, right. Matt, that's the end of overrated, underrated, properly rated. But I feel like we went in deep there. We made up for missing it last week.
Yeah, and we did a real parenting episode we're a parenting comedy parenting podcast.
We feel we're obliged to cover that sort of shit. Obliged.
We've lived up to our category on podcast.
And I guarantee you, this will be the only boring episode in our series 4. So thank you very much for listening, guys. Stay tuned for our latest episode coming out on Spotify and all your podcast platforms.
Thank you very much. And please hit subscribe.
Bye now.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.